The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And here we go. It's time to talk about a friend with BWE, Big Wix Energy. Yes, at Wix, find all the essentials to, for example, refresh your garden space, from compost and garden sleepers to fencing and decking. Plus, find all the inspiration and help you'll need to make your next garden project a reality. Shop right now at wix.co.uk. Wix actually came by here to the studio yesterday.
They did, yeah.
And after they were mob-handed. It was so lovely to see them all, and the lovely Shelley from Wix, and Gary was there, and Chris was there. And after they left, Matt said he felt like he'd been to a soiree,
yeah,
which I thought was very
it did
sweet.
Feel like a cheese and wine party. We were all stood around so chatting busy for half an hour. There was no cheese and no wine.
No,
but it still felt like that.
It was 10 o'clock in the morning, so it's probably best we leave the cheese and wine until later on. But it was so lovely to see them. So, Matt, they have given us yet again the license to give away £250 worth of gift card goodness every Friday.
Yes.
So, how do people win it with what we are calling
Put it in the garden. We bring one lucky listener to air, ask them five questions worth £50 each. Each three questions, sorry, I don't know what I'm talking about. For every answer given, they need to put it in the garden. Let me give you an example. Complete the name of this popular song by the Pretenders. What in pocket? The answer, of course, is brass in pocket.
Put it in the garden.
Put it in the garden. Grass in pocket. It's a very simple concept.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And after Matt Dyson wined and dined everybody at Wix yesterday between the hours of 10 a.m. and about 10:25 a.m, they've said, have another gift card worth £250.
I was actually wearing my... I just had a flashback.
Yeah.
I was wearing my fleece, my Wix fleece that they gave me with a name badge on it.
He hurried to the cloakroom when he knew they were coming up in the lift.
Quick,
and put on his little Wix fleece, and he looks great in it.
I have one for all clients that
come. They were impressed with the branding, weren't they?
They loved it. And we love them. Anyway, they've given us more gift cards to give to you. That's why we're telling you this, because you're like, why do I want to know about your cheese and wine with Wix? Well, you can win a Wix gift card worth £250. And joining us on line one is Lenny. Good morning, Lenny.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Hello, Lenny. Is it a dream of yours to be wined and dined at Wix?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, 100%. You'd love to have a nibble on some cheese and a glass of claret with someone from Wix, wouldn't you, Lenny?
Oh, would, mate, yeah.
They should do more in-store pop-up restaurants, shouldn't they? It's a little idea.
Do like an IKEA vibe.
Should have mentioned that to Gary. Next time.
Anyway, we are fully focused on the garden. So what I'm going to do, Lenny, is I'm going to give you three questions, answer them correctly, but then the pun comes in. You're going to need to put it in the garden. Are you ready to play?
I am.
Lovely. Okay, good luck to you. Here we go. Who played the Fonz in the US sitcom Happy Days? Henry...
Winkler.
So Henry Winkler put him in the garden.
Henry Sprinkler.
Lovely. Yay. That's it. That's
lovely
how we do it.
Work.
Okay, question two. Complete the name of Gotcha's chart-busting song, Somebody That I Used To...
No.
That's right. Somebody That I Used To Know. Put it in the garden, Lenny.
That must be Someone I Used To Mow.
Yeah. Ah, yes, good.
I would have accepted Hoe and Grow as well, Lenny, absolutely fine.
Spoilt for choice there.
So for the gift card, complete the name of the Indiana Jones movie, Raiders of the Lost...
That'd be Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah, so Raiders of the Lost Ark, put that in the garden.
That's a bit tricky, that one. Raiders of the Lost... Raiders of Compost...
Let's
Raiders
do that.
Raiders of the Compost Ark.
Raiders, yeah. It doesn't, as we say in the industry, quite scan, Lenny, but that's not your
really
fault.
Scan,
Raiders of the Compost Ark wins you the gift cards. Yeah. Excellently done, man. Well done.
Amazing.
Lenny, have a great weekend ahead. Thank you for tuning in on 80s, 90s and classic rock. We'll speak to you again real soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Come along to the breakfast show, where it is time right now for Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition. No, it isn't.
Oh.
It isn't time for Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition. We're not doing it today. Well, we are doing it, but we're going to do it as part of the no repeat guarantee. In fact, in about 2 hours from now, 10 past 9, Matt has got Talking Pet of the Week.
Yes, that is is good. Yeah. So you'll still get your fix, don't worry. It's an amazing chicken. You wait till you hear this.
Here we go. So it's an amazing chicken is enough to don't touch that dial for 2 hours.
Stay where you are. Stay in the car for 2 hours. Be 2 hours late for work just to hear this chicken.
The talking chicken is on the way. But no, we're not doing the social ammo today because instead I've decided for the first time in a long while that we are going to do a two-song producer challenge.
Oh, always love these.
It is the Hype Beast Womble executive producer Mark versus Old Swiss. Swiss versus Hype. And the challenge came to my mind yesterday afternoon after we enjoyed one of the all-time great callers that we've had. A guy called Liam. We replayed it when we came on air just after 6 a.m. this morning. We were talking about, did you ever try and booby trap your parents when you were a kid? Or as a kid, you know, or as a parent, have you been booby trapped by a child? That's what we were talking about. And Liam came on, and one of the many things he said was this.
I certainly did, and it involved a syringe, some Tabasco sauce, and a bunch of grapes at a dinner party.
So a syringe, some Tabasco sauce, and a bunch of grapes at a dinner party. Now, if that isn't the cornerstone of a banging dance tune, I don't know what
it is. It has such great rhythm to it, the way he delivered it. It sounds perfect.
A syringe, some Tabasco sauce, and a bunch of grapes. So it's there. So my challenge to you both, and we've got two songs back to back, we've got about 6 minutes of music playing right now, is I want you to take your minds to a Shire. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. It's Ibiza. Mark, you know all this. Yeah. You invented this. You're there. Old Swiss, not so much, but, you know. You're there. You stood on the speaker stack. And suddenly the DJ drops what we're about to hear.
You hear Liam's voice. Liam in Wimbledon.
Liam in Wimbledon talking about injecting his mum and dad's grapes with Tabasco sauce.
Yes.
It's the summer banger we all want. And you've got 6 minutes to build it. So I'm going to send you Liam's audio. You get to work and we'll hear what you come up with, as I say, after two songs. And boys, your time starts now.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Based on an incredible story told by a listener by the name of Liam. We were asking about being booby-trapped by kids or booby-trapping your parents when you were a child. And he simply said, with some rhythm to it, which really stuck with me throughout the day, a syringe, some Tabasco sauce and a bunch of grapes. And I thought that could be an Ibiza banger.
Yes, so we sent them the audio files, or the stems, as the Hype Beast Womble calls them.
He now wants to be called the Hype Beat Womble as well.
That's
which
all
is
the remixers call them.
Love it.
His ego's out of control. Out of control. So, it's now June. It's June 14th. It's warm. We're in Ibiza.
Yes.
We're in the club.
Oh, yeah.
In the club.
You're barred. It was a little head nod that did it. One of these two bangers comes on. Which one do we like the best? We're staying if we love it. We're leaving the club if we don't.
Yeah,
that's what's happening. We're putting down our 40 euro bottle of water and we're leaving. That's what we're doing. Okay, so who should we hear first? Anna, would you like to hear Old Swiss or the Hype Beat Womble?
let's go for Old Swiss first.
Okay, Old Swiss. Do you want to give us any tasting notes with this?
Not good.
He's not confident.
You didn't get Gary Barlow saying that about his wine, did you? Okay, here we go. Here we go.
A syringe. With a tiny nozzle on the end.
Oh.
I was 11 at the time. Some Tabasco sauce. Perfect for what I had in a family. Sauce, syringe, and a bunch of grapes at dinner party.
Yes, the grapes of wrath.
That is solid.
I like
I'm
it.
I'm staying.
Yeah.
It's a floor filler.
I'm staying.
That would
amazing.
Keep me staying as well.
That is amazing.
Are we all staying?
We're all staying.
Old Swiss, we're all staying in the club.
Other bits of the anecdote. You used them. That's amazing. Nice.
Okay.
For extra stems.
Are we ready to hear the Hype Beat Wombles?
Yes.
OK, Okay, are we staying in the club or are we leaving?
Okay.
Here we go. Obviously, it'll take me slightly longer to get out than you guys because I'm in the VIP bit.
Okay, come out of the roped off area. You're going to love this.
Open the red rope, I'm leaving. Here we go.
Syringe and Tabasco sauce and a bunch of grapes. And it was like, oh, great, how exotic.
And a bunch of grapes. 90s vibe.
Tabasco sauce.
Two-song producer challenge. Oh, wow. We need, no, get the promoter. Three jelly shots for all. Look what Mark's done.
He's
bankrupted a Schweier with just 32 seconds of audio.
I think we'll watch the sun come up at Café Del Mar, thank you.
I'm going to go back to the apartment to get an acoustic guitar. He wants to listen to Master Plan. I think in my vote, I'm voting Swiss.
After his last effort, sorry, Mark.
In fact, I'm going to play it again. This is the winning moment.
That's
here
a
we
real
go.
You can almost hear the smoke machine blasting off.
And the foam.
Yeah. It's a foam party now. Nice.
I was 11 at half time. Some Tabasco sauce. Perfect for what I had in plan.
I bet Lehman Wimbledon's like, what?
Sauce, syringe, sauce, and a bunch of grapes at dinner party.
Yes, the grapes of wrath.
Oh, the Grapes of Wrath is a tune.
Oh, it goes on. This needs to be released into clubland.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. 10 weeks of tickets.
So here on Breakfast and on Home Time from 4 p.m, we have your final chance as part of 10 weeks of tickets to win your way into the Isle of Wight Festival. And we're going to be playing a brand new game, a one-off. We thought we've done the Price is the Isle of Wight all week. It's been great fun. We found some really worthy winners. They're going to have a brilliant time at what is always a fantastic festival. But as it's Friday, we're mixing it up with a brand new game, and its name is There's Something Not Quite Right on the Isle of Wight.
Ooh.
How's it work, Matt?
Well, Dave, as we know, the Isle of Wight is a rich tapestry of the weird and the wonderful.
No offence.
There's a slight Wicker Man vibe, you know, it's a bit like that Sky Atlantic Jude Law drama, The Third Day, do you remember that? Yeah. But it is home to many off-kilter traditions and ceremonies, shall we say. But can you correctly identify which fact about the Isle of Wight we have completely made up? If you can, you will win yourself a pair of weekend camping tickets. It's as simple as that, my gorgeous little grockle.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Matt Dyson.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. 10 weeks of tickets.
Well, exactly, Matt Berry. That's why we are the home of 10 weeks of tickets. We've got your chance to get into the biggest gigs and festivals of the summer. And this week on both Breakfast and on Home Time, it's all about the Isle of Wight Festival. And for the first time ever, we are going to play a brand new game. And its name is There's Something Not Quite Right on the Isle of Wight. Correctly identify the completely made up, weird and wonderful fact about the mighty place that is the Isle of Wight and win. And hoping to do just that, on line one, fan of the main station, is Danielle. Hello, Danielle.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Hello, Danielle. Welcome along to the show. So Matt is going to give you your three facts. Just tell us which one is wrong. Which one has Matt made up? So Matt, take it away.
Fact number one, the Isle of Wight is home to Russell Ince's Christmas Imaginarium. It's a Christmas shop that is open all year round. Fact number two, Arrowton Manor is said to be the most haunted place on the Isle of Wight, notoriously haunted by the ghost of Annabel Lee. And fact number three, Scratchell's Bay on the southwest coast of the island is so called because locals claim to be overcome by the island's dreaded itch upon setting foot on the bay, an itch that cannot be satisfied for three continuous days.
Thank you very much indeed, Matt. So, Danielle, which one of those has Matt made up? The first one, the second one, or the last one?
I'm going to go for the last one.
You're going to go for the last one. You're saying there is no part of the Isle of Wight called Scratchell's Bay.
Yes, I'm saying there's not.
Yeah, well, there's not a place where you get a dreaded itch upon setting your foot on that bay, an itch that cannot be satisfied for three continuous days. I'm saying you are absolutely right, Danielle. Yeah. Well done to you. You are going to the Isle of Wight Festival. Congratulations.
Oh, that's brilliant. I've got friends going, so I'm
going to
tag along.
Oh, excellent. Have an amazing time, and thank you once again for tuning into the show. Have a great weekend ahead as well, Danielle.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on your Friday morning, and tonight at 8 p.m, the Euros kick off.
Yes.
Comes around so quick, doesn't it?
Yes,
They grow up so fast. Yes, yeah, Euro fever is sweeping us all. Good luck to Scotland, by the way, who are taking on the host Germany.
Yes.
I've got a feeling they're going to do it, you know.
We're backing them tonight. I know Scotland fans hate it, but I really want them to win tonight, so that's going to be great.
It kicks off at 8 p.m. And, of course, what comes along with every major football tournament is one thing, and that thing is the office sweepstake. But not everybody works in an office. So if, like us, you work unusual hours, perhaps you're self-employed, you're not going to be getting involved. You're not going to be getting included. Yeah. You're going to be asked to go in, munch on some of Sue from Accounts biscuits whilst your name gets put next to a flag. And I think that's a travesty. And that's why every football tournament, we change that. But we change it in a slightly twisted way, because not only do we want you to be part of a sweepstake for the Euros 2024, but we want you to be part of the Euros 2024 secret sweepstake. So I will give you a team, but you will not find out who you've got until either your team is out or you win the whole darn thing. Yes. When we get to the business end of the tournament, and we've done this before on The Breakfast Show for any newcomers, we get two people on air and we give them opportunity to swap teams with another listener.
Big decision.
It's always so interesting. Do they want to take the risk? So I'm going to be randomly selecting 24 people and matching them up with a team. So if you are self-employed, if you do work unusual hours, text me right now. I just need your name. A flavour of what you do would be nice. Send the whole thing to 81215. So your name, a flavour of what you do for a living, send it along to 81215, and you could be one of the 24 people selected for the Euro 2024 secret sweepstake.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
The Euro 2024 secret sweepstake is underway. I'm going to give you a team, but you will not know who you have until you are out or you win, and there will be a nice little prize at the end, I assure you, for our champion. So what we're also going to do is, as I say, at the business end of the tournament, give you a chance to come live on air and swap your team with another listener, which is always the most thrilling radio to be involved with any footballing tournament. But right now, well, congratulations to Ian, who texted us at 8:12:15 just now. Self-employed kitchen fitter. You've got yourself a team. Ooh. Carol Wilkinson from Hawley, who is a health and safety consultant. Look who Carol's got, Matt.
Oh, no, I shouldn't react, should I?
Don't react. Alan Cody, known as Big Al, self-employed and working from home. Sweepstakes in Alan's world are just generally him and his wife.
Oh.
So that's what we're trying to open it out to 2.5 million people for you now, Al. Carol Martin, who's currently on maternity leave. Carol, I'm going to show who you've got to Matt Dyson. Don't react too much. And congratulations on the newborn. Sharon Lindsay, a regional manager from a funeral directors. You are in the sweepstake. Mark, a car dealer in Northern Ireland. You are in. Stuart, the London taxi driver from Hornchurch. You are in. Claire in Payton, a complaint specialist. Will she have any complaints about that, Matt?
I'm not reacting.
No, okay. You are in the sweepstake. Richard Hanwell, who is a full-time chef and farmer. Have a little look at that,
wow,
Matt.
The hours he must work.
Look at that.
Wow, that might make things a little better.
Go.
Who knows?
Put your clocks forwards and backs. Whee! Kenny Bryan, who is a painter and decorator from East Kilbride, you are in our secret sweepstake. So there are still some places left if you would like to join. As I say, this is for those of you who work unusual hours or you're self-employed.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where I'm very excited about the announcement I am about to make. Now, yesterday, everybody from Wix came by to the new studios to see how it's all working out, and it was lovely to see them. I don't mean like everyone who works at every branch of Wix. That's thousands upon thousands of very happy people. So it was all our friends from Wix who we do our shenanigans with, BWE, Big Wix Energy. Mm-hmm. They came in after they left. They came in about 10 a.m. after I said arrivederci. They left about 20 minutes later. Matt said he felt like he'd been at a soiree, which I thought was so sweet.
Yes.
Cheese and wine.
They are friends of the show. It was
they
nice
are.
To see him again.
And, you know, lovely Shelley was sitting in the chair, and Hypebeast Womble was putting her on air, and it was all going on. And the reason we had them is because I was so excited that they'd agreed to a little idea that I'd had to do on the breakfast show throughout the Euros, and we wanted their help, and they said, we love it, Dave, because that's how Wix roll. They said, we love it. Let's do it. Let's give one of your listeners the opportunity to win a whole pile of cash in something brand new. And it is...
Five players, $5,000 with Wix.
Yes, five players, $5,000 over a square of cheese on a stick is born. Can you match just five footballers' names with a member of the Breakfast Show team to win yourself £5,000. So I will be looking for five footballers from any league or tournament in the world from any period in history. And to show you how it works, we're going to have a little demo round today between Matt and Anna. Now, we are going to be playing this every single weekday morning throughout the tournament just after 9:30 a.m. It'll be part of the no-repeat guarantee. It'll be your chance to win big.
It's a great twist on a classic. I can't wait to play this game.
So, Anna, would you be so kind as to be the person to leave the studio this morning? Do you mind?
I will. That is no problem. I'll go and make a coffee.
Okay.
Yeah, she's off to
got your Dow Egberts?
Yeah. Okay.
Holding it like the Euros trophy already? Okay.
Good luck.
See you later on.
It does look like the Jules Rimet trophy when she holds that jar of Dowie aloft.
Like a blonde Maradona. Yeah. There she goes. Right.
God bless the pole.
Oh, she's gone. Yeah, our theme tune's back.
Okay, so Matt Dyson, are you ready to play? Let's do it. So, Matty D, I'm going to give you five first names. Mm-hmm. And all you have to do is give me the second name to complete it of a footballer, a professional footballer that comes to mind.
Yes.
I'm then going to give Anna the same five first names, and if her last names match your last names, then you're getting absolutely nothing because the money is available for someone to win as of Monday morning just after 9:30. So I hope you're playing along where you are. Here we go. Your first name is David
Beckham. It's a gimme. Surely.
It's got to be a few gimmies along the way, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, David Beckham. Jill.
Scott.
Another gimme there.
Yeah.
I hope it's going to be harder than this on Monday.
No,
it's
going to
be like one day.
The money could go quite quickly.
Oh, it's not getting any harder. Your next one, Lionel.
Really? Wow. That mean there is only one.
Yeah, well.
Messi, yeah. If Anna Geary says Lionel Blair, I'll be amazed.
Okay, there's a few for this one. Ashley.
There are a few for Ashley.
Yeah.
I'm drawn towards Young purely because he was, you know, his three fouls against Forest that weren't given by VAR for Everton last season really rankled with me.
Yeah,
but
I
don't think Anna would go for Ashley Young. I think she'll go Ashley Cole.
Ashley Cole.
Mm-hmm. He's one of the biggest Ashleys. If not the biggest, actually.
And finally, the name is Gary.
Lineker.
Lineker.
Yeah, wow.
Okay.
It could go. It could go.
I've got your five players. Anna Geary is back in play. Next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Five players. £5,000 with Wix.
Isn't this exciting? Throughout the Euros, unless, of course, somebody wins the money, we're going to be playing after 9:30 a.m. We kick off on Monday morning. We're going to be playing five players, £5,000. Now, Matt, I just gave you five first names of professional footballers. We've locked in your surnames. And now, Anna, you need to try and match all five. And we begin with the name David.
Beckham.
Absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely. Jill.
Scott.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Bex and Scott, I mean. That's your two, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Lionel.
Messi.
Yeah. I mean, this is quite an easy example, this one. It'll get hard.
Hey, hey, hey. We're not the final two of the... This is it.
Yeah,
this isn't about
yet.
How...
These are the deciders.
Well, yeah, precisely. And I want to point out, this isn't how much you out there know about your football. This is how much the team know about their football and how in sync your brains are. You need all three of those components to come together to win your award, which is £5,000. As I say to you, Anna Geary, Ashley.
Cole.
Correct.
Yes, I knew it.
Ooh. I'd be amazed if Anna said Rowett or Mabbott. Pallister. Some of the Garys, but yeah.
I'm just thinking of his fame, you know, through Cheryl.
We hadn't got to Gary yet.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah.
Yeah. The final work name is Gary. Thanks for that, Matt. Yeah, Gary.
Neville.
No! Is incorrect.
What? I thought Lineker was a shoo-in. We were celebrating too early.
Oh, yeah, there was Lineker.
We had Gary Lineker. We have Gary Neville.
Big
so there
Garys.
We go.
Yeah.
Five players, £5,000 will be played in anger as of Monday morning here on The Breakfast Show. If you'd like to play and be the first to have a go at it, you need to call us right now. That number is 0330 123 1215. Call us right now. 0330 123 1215. This is your chance to win £5,000 on five players, £5,000.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning. I sincerely hope the no-repeat guarantee is treating you well. Now, a couple of hours ago, I bumped the usual social ammunition in favour of a two-song producer challenge. Could Swiss and the Hypebeast Womble make a dance remix out of a caller from yesterday's show? Yes, they could. Swiss was the victor, by the way. His song totally slapped. So that means it is time right now for your social ammunition.
Oh, yes.
Matt, what we got?
Well, it is Talking Pet of the Week time, of course. We can't finish a Friday show without doing one. And this one has massively gone viral. It's a talking chicken, as I alluded to earlier. So many people have shared it with me. Karen, RC, Jay Powley on Instagram among the first to share it. So they should have the credit for this. It's like a big rooster in a chicken coop and it calls Laura. It calls the name Laura. So the chicken,
here we go.
We're being cajoled again, Anna.
It's
not been doctored. This is a chicken shouting Laura. And have a listen to the evidence.
Laura!
I mean, that, the way it starts is amazing.
Yeah, you got it.
Laura!
Now, I know it's a bit naughty to have ringtones, but if your name was Laura, you would 100% have that as your text alert, wouldn't you?
Oh, your phone's going off, Laura.
Or your alarm clock.
Laura, get up!
Was it human called Laura, or no?
No, we don't know anything. There's no other backstory. All we know is it's a chicken that says Laura.
If you were the person who owned that chicken, you would have to change your name to Laura by deed poll just to fit in with its extraordinary talent.
I mean, I know we've had too many remixes today, but the Scissor Sisters track Laura. I mean, that could work perfectly with this, couldn't it? Surely.
Laura!
I thought you were going to play one.
No, I haven't done one.
I just workshopped it.
I think we've had too many remixes. I think the producers are retired now.
We can put Old Swiss on the case.
Yeah, he might come up with another banger, but I'll share it on my Instagram stories. You can shout Laura along to it later, and I saved your day.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that's it for your Friday morning. In fact, that's it for another week's worth of The Breakfast Show. Thank you ever so much for taking the time to tune in and join in. I really do appreciate it. A brand new edition of the podcast is about to be released into the wild, but it needs a name. Matt Dyson, are we going for Swiss versus Hype, Extra Stems, Bankrupting a Schwire with 29 seconds of audio, Dowie Jar like the Jules Rimet Trophy, like a blonde Maradona, he's one of the biggest Ashleys, or Big Gary's?
Wow, so much. It would be nice to mark the remix battle, but I think maybe Anna Geary and her Jar of Dowie is the way to go, like a blonde Maradona.
Agreed.
It's a nice image.
As she held it aloft like a blonde Maradona. That is the name of the final podcast of the working week. So, Leona Graham, she's already here. In fact, I can see her right now. Hey, Leona. She's going to be here with a tea break trivia plus the details you need to enter Make Me a Winner, which is worth £200,000. We'll have the money in your bank account if you win straight after the call. If you've enjoyed this week's worth of shows, well, this is Absolute Radio and I'm Dave Berry. If you didn't, I'm Milo and Rosie, and you're listening to Pulse One. Arrivederci.